But what are we told is diksha in the famous sloka? Diksha kale bhakta kore atmasamarpan. When there's atmasamarpan, totally offering oneself, completely offering oneself in service. So from one perspective, we could say also, until you've fully offered yourself, are you fully initiated? Think diksha kale bhakta kori atmasam. It's the time when you fully give yourself. So Guru Maharaj will say, mainly in the modern times, we're employing tantric diksha, which means in this sense, that someone is being given the opportunity to become qualified. In the classic example, Hari Bhakti Vilasana, we have the qualified guru, the qualified disciple. They're examining one another perfectly for 1 year, Shravandasha, Barandasha, Apan, Prapan, etc. Right? It's interesting, there it will talk about the proper time of year to become initiated, the proper month, the proper day of the week, the proper time of the day. And gradually you start reading so many qualifications. You're saying, is this ever possible? But if you are patient enough to read to the end, it says, however, if you find the qualified guru and he's willing to initiate you, that's the right time, the right place, the right everything.